Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. And I'm in the field today talking with three of my students as we are out at Clever High School talking to some students. With me in the studio, so to speak, today are Yadira Gaibor from Ecuador and is a student at Missouri State University, Callie Schoff-Laughlin, also a student at MSU, and Meredith Vogel. Thanks for being here with me today, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yadira, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing now that you're getting close to graduating here at Missouri State.
So I have been applying to a graduate school, so that is the goal, hopefully, to start next fall. I'm applying to a whole bunch of programs all over the country.
And you're in astrophysics?
Yeah, probably I'm going to do my PhD in astronomy.
How about you, Callie?
I'm also applying to graduate schools. I've applied to 10 or 11 so far. My goal has changed a little bit now. So now I was looking at astronomy PhDs, but now all of my PhDs are winding up to be physics, which is a little scary, but I want to study physics education.
We'll talk more about that in a minute here. Meredith, what are you planning?
I applied to graduate schools, and I am looking to do things with black holes and high-energy physics.
Now, each one of you came out here today to help me a little bit at Clever High School. What kinds of things do you like about doing outreach in the schools? Each of you have done a number of things with me. Meredith.
I like to be able to encourage young women and minorities to get into STEM. I like to show that you may not start in STEM like me, but either way, you could still end up in STEM and be successful.
Callie?
Yeah, kind of along the same thing. I love, especially this outreach, there were 3 out of the 6 students in the class were women. I thought that was really great. I think it's good to see yourself in STEM, because a lot of the times you kind of don't think that you can get into it until there's someone who looks like you. And you're like, wow, they could do it. I could do it. And so
we'll talk more about that in a minute, because that's interesting to me. How about you, Yadira?
For me, outreach, I think, is just the more informal setting. So it's not like a lecture, completely lecture style. And it's something that I didn't get in high school. So I went into physics thinking I'm going to do math. And that's okay, because I like math, but I didn't know of what careers and like what physics actually meant until I was already in the field.
So I'll start with Callie. Do you really think it's important that people get more than just book learning, so to speak, that they actually see themselves, that are the possibilities for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. One of the scariest parts of entering a physics degree is walking into a department and seeing entirely white men and thinking to yourself, is there space for me here? Am I going to be able to, as, you know, different from the norm, am I going to be able to make my own path? And I don't think that's shown as much. So I think if you're able to look in and see, oh, there's a woman, like with Meredith, seeing I was kind of lost in the physics program. And then Meredith came and sat by me in a class, and I was like, okay, we can do this.
Two against the world.
Right. And that's not to say that the environment isn't accepting, but it's challenging to not see anybody who represents yourself.
Meredith, you came from a different background. You were in fashion merchandising beforehand. So how big of a culture shock was it when you came into the program in physics?
I had physics in high school, although I did drop the class the second semester. So I was out of physics and math for a long time. I was out of it for like 2 to 3 years. So it was sort of a shock, but the concepts felt familiar. And with the support from the department, it wasn't as much of a shock as I was anticipating.
And Yadira, I'm going to finish up with you and ask you a little bit about whether Missouri State's been able to fulfill what you needed to get yourself to your next step.
I think it has. And initially I chose a school because I saw that it had like an astronomy program, and that's all I needed to work with. And I was close to my family, but Missouri State has exceeded my expectations, I think. It has given me a ton of opportunities to do research outside of the research opportunities already available at Missouri State. So I've done research at the University of Notre Dame and at Caltech, and I mean, it all came from what I learned at Missouri State.
And Callie, I'll ask you one last question. So you say you want to go into physics education. What do you see yourself doing in the future then?
So over the summer, a couple years ago, I was rewriting some of the lab manuals for Dr. Manovic for my physics courses held at Missouri State. And there's a trend of losing students after the first couple years. They decide that this isn't really for them.
That's true.
I think that if we can really ramp up the effectiveness of the lab courses in the initial 2 years, we can hold on to students for longer. Because if you can build that solid, solid foundation, you won't feel so out of your element whenever you take E&M and whenever you take classical mechanics. You'll have that foundation already built and you'll be strong there. So my focus is retention specifically retention in those first 2 years of women and minorities in STEM.
Well, I hate to say it, but we are out of time and more. But I really appreciate talking to all of you. Thanks so much for helping me out today.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
This is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.